This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Here we are, kicking the sacred fire of liberty into gear once again with Jonathan E. Ward, my good friend, at eward.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is a day, and yesterday I covered when Trump signed into law the right to try legislation that Jonathan, you and others had worked so hard for many years to make manifest. It's finally here. What are your thoughts?
Well, I just have to salute President Trump for yet again doing something that makes enormous sense and goes against the powers that be in Washington. You know, when he signed this thing, he said something which is revealing of this very point. He said, "For many years, patients, advocates, and lawmakers have fought for this fundamental freedom, and incredibly, they couldn't get it." And then he said, "And there were reasons. A lot of it was business, pharmaceuticals. A lot of it was insurance. A lot of it was liability." And so I said, "You take care of that stuff," and that's what we did. The fact of the matter is, he defied the lobbyists and did the right thing, and is the first president to have done that. In the modern era, George Bush Jr. didn't do it, George Bush Sr. didn't do it, and Bill Clinton didn't do it, and Barack Obama didn't do it. So it's quite a thing. And now people say, well, you know, it's not the ultimate solution. You still have to file a drug. There still has to be a drug application that's undergoing phase one clinical trials, which concern safety. And there has to be that in order for a terminally ill patient to get access to the drug. Well, that's true. But remember where we're coming from. This isn't the end of the war, but it's a significant victory along the way. And here's why. Before this was done, you had to get access to a drug that had not yet been approved, you had to get FDA to agree to it. And that was a matter of politics, not just science. And although the FDA says they grant presently 99% of those applications for allowance, well, that didn't come until some 38 states adopted this right to try. And nonetheless, it is still the case prior to the signing of this bill that you had to go ask the FDA permission to have access to a clinical trial for any drug that was not approved. And that bureaucratic barrier and that political barrier was just lifted by the president, and now you can go directly to the drug company. Now, there's another significant benefit of this, and the bill prohibits FDA from taking into account the reactions to the drug by those who are admitted under the right to try. And that's critical because a disincentive that existed that FDA actually promoted was the notion that, gee, if we give this to people who don't perfectly fit the qualification criteria for our testing,
and they die, then it would be struck against them when they're trying to gain approval through the phase two and three clinical trials. So, yeah.
And that was a that was a political, it was kind of a sick, you know, circuitous sickness there. Mm-hmm. The big drug companies pressured the FDA to push on that. FDA did push on that with drug companies who were willing to give access, and so a lot of them backed away from giving access. So this now sets the matter back to the point where you don't have to have approval of the drug, and you do get to have access. Doesn't count against the drug company, and the FDA can't take it into account. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, you know, you don't have to go to the FDA to get approval as a patient before you go to the drug company to ask for the drug. So this is all very good. There's more to be done here.
Yes.
But this is a major, major move in the right direction.
So in the more to be done category, and I agree with you there, I applaud it, I'm happy, and I think Trump, is one of the guys that would sign it, unlike establishment career politicians from both parties, as we've seen in the past. It reminds me of in Minnesota, when we had Governor Jesse Ventura and our friend Diane Miller pushed forward a Safe Harbor Act or provision that would allow non-medical doctors, unlicensed doctors, to actually hang a shingle as someone who could help in health and healing without being automatically prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. It took someone who was a non-establishment candidate to go, you know what, I'm not going to kowtow to those special interests on the left or the right here. We're doing what's right by our people. And, of course, the people of America will ultimately benefit, or at least having the freedom. We're not saying that every drug is going to work for people at the end-of-life scenario. But I think that, you know, this goes to the limitation of, you know, the two-party system, which is nowhere found in the Constitution as a limitation in terms of our body politic.
Right. And what we need to do ultimately is just get to that position where if a patient and a doctor agree on a treatment, and the patient is given fully informed consent,
yes,
that is an unapproved treatment, government unapproved treatment, that the patient may proceed with that treatment. And fully informed consent would be the existing drugs that are available, the likelihood or lack of likelihood that those drugs might be an effective treatment, the alternative treatment, what is known about the adverse effects of it, and what is known about the beneficial effects. And then the person can sign that fully informed and proceed with the experimental treatment if they so choose. After all, look, our right to life and liberty are in this instance intertwined. They're fundamental. We have a right to choose how to defend ourselves against disease, how to treat disease, and just as we have a right to refuse treatment, which the Supreme Court has recognized, there needs to be a recognition of the right to choose a treatment, not of the government's liking. If it's our body, the government has no role to play in dictating to us. Now, there may be a compelling interest with children for the government to act when someone is trying to deprive them of a treatment that is necessary for them to survive, and I don't doubt that. When it comes to an adult, a fully able person who's mentally competent, if they wish to take an alternative course in the treatment of disease and they're fully informed, that should be their right. And that's where we ultimately have to be headed if we're going to restore fundamental rights to freedom, fundamental rights to life and liberty.
Right. You said that so well. And that was my point yesterday's show. I wish you were here then, but I'm glad you're here today, where I pointed that out, the acquiescence, if you will, of a principle. If you believe that the FDA has any role in determining what you as a able-bodied, sound-mind adult in America can or cannot do to prevent or reverse or treat disease. And we've already acquiesced that as a nation, although I know you're principally fighting for it there, and I'm doing my thing here, and we've got other friends out there that have been fighting for health, freedom, and healing liberty for a long time. And so if we look strategically, and how do we take this victory, partial victory, as you know, and say, how do we push it forward? Do we see potential in the courts? Like, would somebody put up a challenge to the right to try legislation, not to fight against it, but to expand it, to say, okay, you've now set precedent here that the FDA doesn't have ultimate authority and there are ways around it. Why wouldn't we say it doesn't have to be at an end-of-life scenario? And why don't we say, hey, it could be something that the FDA has no authority over to begin with, or very limited authority, and again, non-drug approaches?
Well, if the Food and Drug Administration follows Trump's lead on this and doesn't try to restrict the intended purpose of this bill, then it will just simply get out of the way. Mm-hmm. It will choose a course of what's called enforcement discretion, where it will avoid taking enforcement action against any terminally ill patient who wishes to access an alternative treatment and will not force that person to leave the United States for the treatment,
mm-hmm.
go to some other country. And that was one of the major points made by the president yesterday when he signed this, that, you know, he has friends who had to fly to foreign countries to get treatments that were not allowed in the United States, and they were terminally ill. And he said, well, you know, why is it that this country puts people in that position? If they're terminally ill and their doctors tell them and they're interested in getting access to a drug that has not yet been approved in this country, well, let's let them have access to it. And he's not done with this area. He's already indicated an interest in on the drug price side of putting the drug companies on the spot for drugs they sell at substantially lower costs in foreign countries like Canada than they do here domestically, to have to deal with the fact that those drugs overseas will either be able to be brought back into this country and sold, or in competition with their own drug company, or they would have to avoid the price hikes domestically. So he's looking at ways of dealing with this. And I think that one of the things it tells us fundamentally is that he's no patsy for the drug industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, again, as I ask the question of you from your expertise in the legal arena in terms of challenging a law, because I think people challenge constitutionality of laws at that level, and it's not uncommon to do so. But in terms of the limitation, in other words, to say this law has not gone far enough, we want to push the envelope. You set precedent. Now, we call it unconstitutional, not because we don't like what's happened so far, but because it doesn't go far enough.
Well, those challenges have been brought, and the courts have denied them. But that doesn't mean that they weren't well-founded or wise or just. And we have a new justice on the Supreme Court. We have possibly a couple more to go before the Trump administration ends. And that court may take a different view of this. It may recognize, as I've tried to argue in some cases where people were terminally ill and needed access to a treatment, that there's a fundamental right to life and to liberty that's protected under the due process component of the Fifth Amendment. And the government should not be able to override that interest absent compelling proof that the person's choice is harmful, as opposed to just speculation,
right,
or an assertion it's not approved yet by the FDA. That's not enough. When you have someone who's terminally ill and they're dying, they have the right to do whatever is necessary to, in their own
Amen
best
to that.
Interest.
Listen, we got to take a break. Jonathan E. Moore, my co-host, each and every week we go and we rekindle that sacred fire of liberty. And I'm glad he's here with me. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Right to Try is in the books, folks, and it's a significant step in the right direction. Another great victory for the Donald Trump administration and the American people who, you know, are facing limitations on their right to, the right to defend their lives, right? How un-American has that been for so many years? And again, we point this out because this is beyond partisanship. This is beyond Republicans and Democrats. This is, you know, what we would perceive, Jonathan, to be, you know, principal decisions of protecting life. And again, expansion of that, which is, I know where you're at and where I'm at, what we try to do is I look strategically sometimes to say, hey, if it's in the courts, great, or is it more push within the legislature, like, you know, Ron Paul had done, Campaign for Liberty had done with Norm Singleton and you writing these things. Look how many years later it finally partly comes to fruition.
Right. It takes a long time for, particularly in an age when you have bureaucratic agencies that have adopted rules that make impediments to the exercise of freedom of choice, it becomes difficult for the courts, unfortunately, to respect the rights of the individual versus the demands of the state. And we have, since the 1930s, a long history of the courts deferring to the rules of the agencies, even when those rules have been in violation of individual liberty and property rights. But that can turn in a heartbeat if we get the right justices on the Supreme Court. So a lot depends on who's in the White House, because, look, if we had Hillary Clinton in the White House, we would have seen a far different situation. The court would have turned left. It would have had one more member and would have had a majority on the left. And it would be a vast expansion of the regulatory state and of government power that would be condoned. As it stands now, there is already a movement afoot within this court to constrain the standard, that the deferential standard that has ordinarily been applied to administrative agencies called Chevron. Chevron was a decision in which the courts basically said that if an agency articulates, based on evidence before it, a rational basis for its decision, then it's up to the courts not to look de novo at the evidence, but rather defer to the agency's assessment. And so you have case after case after case after case of property rights violations and liberty violations that get brushed aside by the courts because under Chevron, the standard, they never look at the details. Well, this court, a majority of this court, now appears to be poised to start constraining this precedent so that agency actions will be subjected to greater scrutiny. As a result, this would ultimately mean that it would be harder for agencies to take actions that violate rights to life, liberty, and property.
So,
and
do you think that the FDA is afraid that this is a slippery slope? You know, that argument, not always valid, but in this case, maybe. It's like, oh my God, precedent set. We have had our wings clipped. Now what? Are they going to come and clip our entire, you know, wing, in a sense? I mean, that's got to be a fear on the part of that oligarchy.
Well, I don't. I think that the FDA Commissioner Gottlieb is ultimately answerable to the president, of course. And unlike other times and every administration up to this point, where the FDA commissioner has largely been left alone to proceed as he wishes, even when that created a hue and cry among Republicans or the public at large, that circumstance is now quite different because this president has already signaled by his actions and by his words that the pharmaceutical industry is no longer going to control the agenda and that he expects certain things to be done by this FDA commissioner which will go against those interests. And by signing this right to try legislation, he's just proceeding along that course. So I think the message has got to be loud and clear to Gottlieb that if he had any inkling to basically be yet another commissioner who's a rubber stamp for the pharmaceutical industry, that is not likely to fly. I had my concerns early on because you've got a person in Gottlieb who comes right out of Big Pharma.
Sure, sure. And well, we definitely share those concerns. Hold on. We got to take another break here. Jonathan Ebord and I continue the Sacred Fire of Liberty edition, if you will, of the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. Once a week, we get an hour with Jonathan, and it's great. We've got a lot more discussion, including the First Amendment. How far does it go? How much can you limit it in relation to campaign finance and the pardon of, I believe his name is Dinesh D'Souza. We'll get to that as well after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show or haven't heard about Jonathan Ebord, he's known as well as the FDA Dragon Slayer because of his ability to go into the courts and take them to task, the bureaucratic oligarchy, when they're violating the Constitution, even though much of what the FDA does and the bureaucratic oligarchy does by definition violates the Constitution. But somebody's got to be in there taking them to task. He's won 8 times, world record, and hopefully many more to come, or maybe we won't have to if we can dismantle this oligarchy, help Trump to do so. But for now, again, we've been discussing the right to try thus far, Jonathan, and how that's a good move in the right direction, yet there's still more to go. Anything more to discuss or plant some seeds for our listeners to think about as we move forward here?
Just that they need to understand that this is a good first step. This isn't the answer. This isn't the end of the problem. But this is a major first step in the right direction that can be added to as time goes on and push us into that point where fully informed consent becomes the standard instead of whether you're in a phase one clinical trial. Mm-hmm. If a person has given their consent to a treatment that they wish to have, it shouldn't matter whether the FDA has approved it or not. The fact that it's not approved should be made aware of to the person, and they should be understand all of the approved treatments that could be applied and what their likelihood of success is with that and what the adverse effects are and what is known about the unapproved treatment. Because let's face it, we live in a world in which science is very much evolutionary and in which medical science is very much an art as opposed to an ultimate proven science.
Yes.
That's because we don't know, we don't know everything about the human body. We don't know everything about disease. And we never probably will, because disease is an evolutionary thing as well. And so if you deny people the ability to experiment when a patient has a terminal illness or a chronic disease, which is by definition one for which FDA's approved treatments are not curative, then you force them into a endless loop where the patient comes in, they get an FDA-prescribed treatment that's known in this case not to be curative, and they're forced to rely on that as their exclusive remedy. Well, that's not advancing. That's not creating innovation in medicine. That's not advancing medical science. That's holding it back. That's creating a situation where innovation is held back and is made entirely dependent upon one agency of the government, which is so corrupt in its defense of the big companies against the little ones that, you're never going to get innovation if you rely on that. And that's what's happened to this country. We've had a lot of innovation from big companies, much of which has been disappointing. They've been called breakthrough drugs, and they aren't, by the FDA. And some of them are actually worse than just existing with the disease without being treated. But what we need is innovation. We need the ability of people to look at nutrition science and to look at new things that come down the pike in the treatment of disease, and patients to be able to exercise the right to have it, because a one-size-fits-all government-stamped method of care is not the way to solve evolving medical problems.
Right. I call it medical collectivism. And collectivism, my friends, if you haven't figured it out, is evil, because it sacrifices the individual on some nebulous altar of the greater good, which, of course, if you're not in that greater good, how does that feel? Or if your child is not in that great, how does that feel, right? Focus on individual liberty here. And that's where, ultimately we see the innovation happening, not collectively, but an individual makes a breakthrough. That's not to say we shouldn't cooperate, work together. But again, this forced medical collectivism is not the way to go if you want innovation and if you want real healing becoming the reality of our future, much less our present.
There's this dichotomy out there where you've got the FDA saying, well, we have to stand in the way between the drugs and the people, between using food substances and so forth as treatments, between health claims and the public, because on the one hand, the public's just too ignorant to understand this information, and that's their position. And then the second one is that we have to be the elite, informed body of people who can protect people from themselves so that they won't do stupid things. And that's what the FDA views as it's a fundamental mission as a practical matter. But when you get to the point where what the FDA says is good for you is not, and what the FDA is depriving you from receiving could well cure you, you've reached that point where this
it's an
elitism is lethal.
Yeah, it's an absurdity at this point to think the FDA knows more than you or your doctor about what could be helpful to you. And that's an affront against.
But ultimately, the rub is that even if someone at the FDA could say that they were more intelligent than you are, that doesn't deny you your freedom of choice. It doesn't justify it.
No.
Your freedom of choice is protected by the Constitution. No bureaucrat at the FDA should be in a position of saying, well, you wanted to take Advil, but I think that you must take heroin. And force you to take heroin because Advil isn't as potent and they think you need a better drug. You have to have the choice.
Yeah.
You have to have the freedom to say, no, I want to take an Advil.
Right.
You have to have the freedom of saying, hey, look, I would prefer to take omega-3 fatty acids to reduce my risk of a heart attack rather than that FDA-approved drug which has adverse effects.
Exactly.
You know, that should be your choice, informed by medical people you choose to see.
Mm-hmm. Well said, well said. Also, you know, the Trump factor is very real and unique in this time, and again, we're grateful that the Right to Try Act, as it's written, is at least it's a step, again, as you said, in the right direction. Also, I don't want to overlook federalism. That's unique to our system as well. 40 states, I think. You said 38, but it might have been 40, but it's right there. Had already nullified the federal prohibition or limitation on that right to try. How efficient it was, I don't know, but the point is, there was an avalanche that was going to crush the federal government's legitimacy on this issue, and therefore I would encourage that to look more into how do you nullify on the state level, state by state by state, federal prohibitions on the right to what? Defend your life, your liberty, your property. And all of this goes hand in hand, and we can see a brighter future for our children and their children. No comment from Jonathan Ebord. All right, so we've completed that cycle of discussion. And I want to go to the freedom of speech issue now, if you don't mind. The president just pardoned Dinesh D'Souza, an immigrant from India, who was indicted, and I don't know if he's convicted. What happened there of some kind of campaign finance law fraud? And this brings to mind First Amendment issues, the freedom of speech issues. Can you weave together what happened here and what was the outcome?
Well, politically charged in the Obama era, Federal Election Commission and Justice Department went after someone who was a very popular conservative, particularly in the college campus area, Young American for Freedom. He years and years ago distinguished himself as a young conservative in the Reagan movement. I was a part of that. And he was there at that time. He was at the Heritage Foundation. He became a university professor, I think dean or president of a university. And there was in New York a politician that he supported, and he gave money of his own, and then he encouraged others to give money. What he didn't understand was that that could be viewed as lumping together funds to exceed the per capita limitation that has been placed on campaign contributions in these federal elections. And so he was then prosecuted for that and given a stiff sentence, but it was basically served on parole. And he was forced to pay, I can't remember the amount, but maybe $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 to the federal government. And this was designed to really to humiliate an outspoken antagonist of Barack Obama, who produced a movie challenging Obama and revealing a lot of unfortunate things about Obama's past and his plans for the future, which were quite offensive if ever communicated, and they were not by the mainstream media, but they were out, you know, they were out to get this guy. And I think that a lot of this was a political determination. And so I think looking at all the facts, that the president was struck by that was an unfair prosecution conviction. So he removed it with the power of the ability to pardon that the executive has. And I think that's just so that his record is not sullied by this political prosecution and he can be restored. It's also restoring strength to a conservative activist who really was targeted in his, for, I think principally, I don't have direct proof of this, but I think that anytime you have during a political campaign season someone who's effectively communicating a message against the president who becomes the target of prosecution, you have to raise your antenna as much as possible because it very much means most likely that it's a political choice to prosecute him then at that time for the actions that were taken. He was completely oblivious to these limitations that existed for other contributors, encouraging other contributors to put their money together, pool their money in support of a candidate. He didn't know that that violated the individual amount because he didn't personally exceed that amount. It's just a construction of the law designed to enable the government to restrict speech, which all of these campaign finance laws are designed to do. One way of speaking is putting your dollar behind something. There's nothing wrong with that. It used to be that we regarded property interests as worthy of constitutional protection. If they were today, then these laws would be held unconstitutional because just because you're a rich person doesn't mean that you can't express your political views by dumping all your money in one candidate's political coffers. And that's part of the democratic process. You have numbers of people who can influence elections, and you have dollars that can influence elections. And both were understood to be part of our political process. In the end, you have to get the numbers. But if getting the numbers can be helped by someone who's rich who wants to pour all his money in your campaign, mm-hmm. why should the government be in a position of restricting that? Why should the government deny a person who is wealthy and who has a vested interest in property that's extensive in this country from having the right to express his concerns about political issues using the power of the purse?
Yeah, I think
fathers had nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I think a distinction would be made in terms of if it's collected by force through government and distributed to organizations like labor unions that then mandate participation and they use that in violation of the beliefs or views of the members. Anyway, we're going to take a break and we're going to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where else does the sacred fire of liberty extend? How about, well, around the world? Not in terms of, dominating by force our way of life, but for protecting genuinely our interests around the world. And again, these have been up for debate and discussion, and I always enjoy our discussion with Jonathan Emore on that front. We've got the craziness in the reporting on the leftist media about Donald Trump's tactics in addressing a potential summit of some kind, peace conference or accords with North Korea and South Korea. And, they almost were dancing in glee when they heard that Kim Jong-un and company canceled it, as opposed to, why wouldn't you want diplomacy to work? I mean, there's a kind of a weird, I don't even think it's ideological at that point, but it's a deranged view to say, hey, we want the president to fail at peace accords.
Well, the president canceled the meeting with Kim Jong-un, but what they're missing is the extraordinary brilliance of the foreign policy here. They just aren't getting it. And the reason is there's so much bile in the mainstream media against Trump that they're missing the intricacies and big picture, together with the big picture, that's happening here. I mean, look what he's done. You've got, first of all, you have Kim Jong-un, who is not only in the start of this story, is not only mocking the United States, condemning the United States, threatening the United States with nuclear war, but is developing nuclear weapons and is launching ICBMs, testing them over Japan, over Guam, threatening to actually strike. And then he's being jingoistic towards South Korea and engaging in all of these obnoxious tactics, which they had used successfully in prior regimes to induce the government to appease them with foreign policy assistance, et cetera, financial aid, et cetera. And that, of course, never worked. And they have a long history of broken promises. They're the most disreputable regime on earth, probably. Now, having said that, Trump does the opposite. He comes in, he says, oh, you want to pick a fight with me? That's fine. You can pick a fight with this country. We will annihilate you. We will burn your whole North Korean nation into a little crisp. And we will do it. We assure you. And not only that, let us show you that we assure you. We're putting more bombers in Japan. We're putting more attack submarines in your waters. We're putting more restrictions on trade to you. We're going to ramp that up and get it so that it is severely limiting what you have. We're going to put pressure on the Chinese so that they feel the heat to reduce their trade with you. We're going to put you in isolation, and we're going to keep you there. And he does that. So then all this criticism comes to him from the Democratic press and from Nancy Pelosi that, oh, you know, he's putting us at risk of war, and this is so horrible, and his words are so blunt and direct and rude, and he should be trying to negotiate with these people. They will always take this position of threatening the United States. What we need to do is to find some accommodation for them. Nonsense. That's been the history of it. Trump went the other way. Trump has the pressure still on them. And Trump's position has been, okay, if you want that to change, you're going to have to denuclearize. And I mean completely. And he's forced them to the bargaining table. Well, they think still, even to this point, and they will do more shenanigans, I'm sure of that. Mm. But they think that they can manipulate him. So then they start shifting their position on the eve of this planned visit to determine whether he's going to show weakness, whether he's going to really just want the Nobel Peace Prize so badly that he's going to bend the United States position and they will come out on top and be able to preserve their nuclear program and be able to fire, you know, be in a position where they can intimidate their immediate neighbors. So what he does instead is say, oh, well, if that's the way you want to do it, we won't have a meeting. Hmm. And then they get all pushed out of shape, and he goes to China. He figures out what the Chinese really want him to do and what he wants to do. And what he comes back and he decides, well, I've got to change the position we'll go back to where we were. So what Trump has done is he has played Kim Jong-un every step of the way, and he's outmaneuvered him, and he's using the strength of the United States to put this tyrant into a cage and enable our country to avoid a nuclear holocaust as well as the region, mm-hmm. and avoid China from right. being able to have a puppet state.
Well, folks, don't underestimate Trump. You do so at your own peril, and never underestimate Jonathan Ebord, a man of principle. Appreciate you so very much. We got to go. The power to heal, even politically, is yours, folks.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. for a recorded message.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.